and FEMA is going to reimburse us at that average. So that's going to be an incredible amount of money that we get back. We also found that we're going to get reimbursed for our administrative hours, so all the work that Mike and Sean are doing right now to gather those numbers. Their hours are reimbursable for being assigned to the just gathering the paperwork. We have a tabletop exercise in the EOC, Thursday at 8 a.m. to test the new perimeter alerting app. So perimeter is going to come out. Their CEO is going to be here, and she's going to run through it with our staff so we can give that a live test before we go live with the product to the public on Monday. That's all I have. Are there any questions?
Thank you for that report, Adam. Commissioner Gilman, anything?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
Yeah, me neither. Thanks for the update.
All right. Appreciate the hard work and your update. Thank you. On to the Virginia City Tourism Commission, Director Todd Tuttle.
Good morning, Commissioners. Todd Tuttle, Tourism Director, for the record. There'll be some groundwork continuing down on the fairgrounds as we prepare for the motorcycle roundup and the camel races, so a little bit of dust and disturbance down there. A big thank you for getting Piper's Opera House elevator working finally, just in time for bingo on the 17th, this coming Thursday. October 17th and 18th, we will have a film crew and photographers as we develop some new ad campaigns for the Virginia City area. On August 20th, in the morning, there will be NBC's First Look camera crew here filming throughout the area. There will be a drone up in the sky and being able to get some great features of what to visit and what to do here and nationally syndicated program to be out to, throughout the entire United States. So some great exposure. August 19th and 20th will be the art walk on the Comstock. It'll be down on E Street, mainly around the Silverland Hotel. On August 25th through the 26th is the Virginia City Roundup with the motorcycle rally and rodeo at the fairgrounds. On August 26th, in performing here at Piper's Opera House at 7 p.m. is the Dirty Cello Band, a little classical music with a rock and roll twist. Quite a nice performance that'll be here in Virginia City. September 2nd through the 4th is the Labor Day weekend, of course, with the Civil War days and the Labor Day parade being on Labor Day the 4th. It will be from 12 to 1 on C Street. We will close C Street at 11 a.m. Until about 1 o'clock. On September 8th through the 10th will be the camel races. The public here and the locals can be able to pick up local passes for the Friday 5 p.m. show at the Visitor Center. And, of course, the Saturday performances at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. and Sunday at 12 p.m. Ticket sales are ahead of where we've been any years prior. And so if you're excited about coming to the camel races, remind you to think ahead and be ready for that coming up. That's all I have to report today.
Thank you, Todd, for that report. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Todd?
That's a lot of activity.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You bet.
Indeed. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Todd, do you know off the top of your head what the freight is on those local passes?
$10 for the local passes.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right, thanks again for that update, Todd.
Yep.
Moving on to the Comptroller's Office. Comptroller McCain.
In for me today, thank you.
All right, thanks, Jennifer. How about the Assessor's Office? Assessor Sutton.
Good morning, Jana Seddon for the record. Real quick, I just want to, we are starting our reappraisal area for this year. This year it's going to be Lower Gold Hill and the Tens. So if you guys get any sort of word that there's people out walking around people's property, driving this white Jeep, that's going to be us. Also, when I got out of our department head meeting this morning, I was told that, I already know that we are in the state ratio study this year, but the state people from the Department of Taxation are currently out in the Highlands today and probably off and on for the next couple of weeks. So you will probably see someone from, you may get calls, why are people from the state out walking around our properties? So I just want to let you guys know that that's what's going on, and that's it.
Thank you for that update, Jana. Commissioner Gilman?
No, thank you. Good to hear from you this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. How about the recorder's office? Reporter McPherson.
Good morning. I have nothing to report today.
All right. Thank you, Drew. How about our IT department? Director James Dean.
Good morning, Commissioners. James Dean, Story County IT Director. We took a lightning hit yesterday, which is why I'm not present. We are replacing a primary microwave link with our backup, so got my attention on that this morning. We've completed the camera projects at the dispatch and the sheriff's office. We got the senior center microwave link up, so there's now high-speed internet at the senior center in Virginia City. And the commission on tourism approved the camera replacement for the C Street camera. It's a very popular tourist camera. We're actually going to double the camera and look up and down C Street instead of just down. So we'll have that project going in the next couple of weeks here. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you for that update, James. Commissioner Gilman, anything for James?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again, James. Human Resources, Brandy Lopez.
So at the August 1st, Brandy Lopez for the record, for on the first meeting of the month, we did an appreciation for years of service for employees in the county, and one person can be present. And so today I would like to honor Janice Seddon with 20 years of service with the county.
Oh, yeah. You guys already forgot the routine? Thank you for that update, Brandy. Moving on to the Community Development Director, Pete Renaud.
Good morning, Commissioners. Pete Renaud for the record. As you know, the park's still growing, still building, the never-ending park. We're starting our ISO rating review tomorrow, so we've been collecting data for the last couple of weeks and still collecting data. We've got a couple weeks after tomorrow to have everything together. We did hire a new trainee. He'll start on Tuesday, help with the commercial hopefully. We'll be interviewing Thursday for another trainee, hopefully to take over some of the nuisance program. We're kind of sharing all the duties right now in the office. That's all I have for today.
Wonderful. Thank you, Pete. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Pete?
Off the top of your head, how many square feet are under construction currently?
There's upwards to 15 million more planned. So right now there's probably about 4 to 5 million square feet.
Four to five under construction?
Under construction. Brand new tilt up.
Yep. And the rest would be in soft cost planning at this point?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is.
Yeah, the 18 months from now, it's going to be quite a story.
It's the land's not going to look the same on USA Parkway.
No. Thank you for that.
You bet.
It's worth a drive out there.
It is. It's a good tour, and I'm willing to take anybody out there.
Yeah.
I'm willing to take anybody on a tour of it. I have my own little tour bus ride, so.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell,
absolutely.
Anything?
Yeah, it's wonderful. A little quick side story. 20 years ago when we started, there was a lot of speculation on the fact that it would be difficult to get folks to come out there and build it with all that grading. And there are pads now sitting out there with rock riprap on hundreds of feet of slope. It's just mind-blowing. Congratulations on all the work. I'm glad that you're bringing somebody else on board, and I know it's going to be real busy.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Awesome. Vice Chairman?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks, all right. Thanks again for that report, Pete.
Thank you.
All right. How about the senior centers? Stacy York.
Good morning, Stacy York for the record. I'm filled with a bunch of dates, so get your pencils ready. We have flu shot clinics coming up here in Virginia City at the Senior Center is September 29th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Down in Mark Twain, October 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. We'll have 3 to 4 more. We just haven't finalized dates. On October 4th, we're doing a Story County Resource Fair, and that'll be at Piper's Opera House from 12 to 6. And this week, Wednesday through Friday, the Senior Center Dining Room in Virginia City will be closed. We're doing a small little remodel. All meals will be provided the same except for congregate, which will be through drive-thru. And that's all I have today.
All right. Thank you, Stacy. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Stacy?
Yeah, Stacy, I just want to take a brief minute to congratulate and thank you. Everywhere I go, the community centers around our county and the senior centers around our county, the actions that you've taken in the last year and a half, 2 years are just incredible. And I hear so many compliments and gratitudes on all of the functions that you've implemented and all the support that you've implemented. Every community in Story County is grateful for all the effort that you're putting in out there, and I hear it every time I visit. So, personal thank you and shout out your way. You've done a great job.
Thank you.
For us in Story County.
Thank you.
Yeah, well said, Commissioner. Vice Chairman, anything?
No, thank you.
All right, thank you again for that update, Stacy.
Thank you.
I don't see the judge with us today. Okay, in court, good place to be. How about the DA's office? I see DA Langer with us. Good morning. Any updates?
Not this time. Just here for agenda items.
Fair enough. All right. How about the county manager's office?
Thank you, Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. August 24 is the next master plan workshop. Kathy will probably bring up that will be in Virginia City at the Virginia City Senior Center at 5:30. I want to let you know at the next board meeting, this commission had authorized me to sign a contract with the Abbey Agency to provide our public relations. I told you at this time I'd have the agenda or the contract to this board for review at a later meeting. That will happen at the next meeting as I put ink on that contract yesterday. So it worked out a couple details. So at that point, the group at the Abbey Agency, especially our local person, is going to go department by department, including my office, and have a personal relationship that is different to each office that's elected and each office that's appointed, and be with that person throughout, you know, however long the contract goes, to provide public relations services. I think that what we see here is with our team, with our elected and our appointed folks, is all the work that's being done. Just the work that's being done is incredible. The amount of time they're putting in and the amount of expertise they are is great, and it's the best kept secret in the world. These folks are going to pepper us continuously to say, hey, just a reminder, we're here for you. What do you want to post? Oh, yeah, that's right. I did something yesterday. And just keep reminding us. I think that'll be really good for the public to see what's going on in the county and what's going on in their communities. So that is the next step in that. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, any questions for Austin?
No questions. Thank you, Austin.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you again for that update. I believe Linda Ritter is with us. Do you have an update for us today, Linda?
Thank you. Linda Ritter, Linda Ritter Consulting. I've been hired to help you, help Austin with administrative policies, and so we are embarking on that. Just to give you a brief overview of what we'll do is we'll work with staff, create the policy. It'll go out to all the department directors for comment. We'll perfect it. Then it goes to legal review before it comes to you for approval. We should have the vehicle use and a media relations policy coming to you very soon, and we're in the middle of the travel policy. So we're just taking those that are highest priority, but we will be working through all the policies. So that's where we're at.
All
Okay. Thank you, Linda. Commissioner Gilman, anything for Linda?
Thank you, Linda.
All right, Vice Chairman. All right, good to see you again, Linda. Thanks. How about the Clerk Treasurer's Office?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jim Hindle, Clerk Treasurer. Just a couple updates. One, property first installment for property taxes is due next Monday. We have had quite a flurry, and we've been quite busy with people coming in and paying property taxes, and we thank everybody for their attention to that and diligence on it. Second thing is that we are developing a proposal with Tyler Technologies for a jury pool management system. As we know, we have an increasing potential for jury trials that could impact the district court. And we are working with Carson City to look at the program that they use to generate and manage jury pools and then jury selection at trial. This would increase our efficiency, cut down on the amount of time that we are doing it by hand right now, and it would be a significant benefit for management of any potential trial that would come up with the district court. We applied for, in case we do go forward with this, and have a good, very good potential to get a grant that would cover two-thirds of the initial costs. And so with the help of the district court in Carson City, we are starting that process and moving forward. And then we are also in communication and cooperation with the Justice Court so that they could use the same system if indeed the Justice Court had to move forward with a jury trial. So we will be coming to you with more information on that, but just wanted to let you know that we're working on this and that it could be a significant benefit to the amount of time we spend generating our jury pool information that we have to do every year, number one, and then number two, if indeed trials come up, our ability to manage the selection, the communication and selection of juries. And then the last issue I have is that the development of the voter registration and election management system that is being implemented by the Secretary of State is ramping up and intensifying. The goal is to have this system in place for the primary, to run the primary next June. I think that's a bit aggressive, but we will be spending, and we have been spending a lot of time with the Secretary of State's office in integrating our database, et cetera, because it's going from a county management responsibility to where it will be a state management responsibility with county involvement. But that's absorbing a lot of time and resources, and we'll pick up as we come through the fourth quarter. That's it for today.
Thank you, Jim. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
A couple of questions. So we would pull our jury pool from our residents here in Story County, wouldn't we?
Yes, we would.
And where is the demand, projected demand coming from for increased jury trials? Where do you see that happening?
It's just based on the cases that we have pending and the potential for those near term. I might defer to the district attorney to give an update on that. And then just the fact that we are seeing a greater potential of cases going to jury trial or the potential for that. And even if a case starts toward that process, we still have work we have to do prior to the point where the district attorney would be able to possibly resolve it before it actually starts a trial. I defer to district attorney if she's got a comment on that.
Well, I certainly believe that it's prudent to be looking at. That could be quite an impact on our small residential community here in Story County. So I can see it's important to get ahead of that if we're going to have a lot of increasing demand of some kind.
Well, as everybody's been pointing out, as Story County has grown over the last 10 years with the Tri-Center and the amount of people that come into work day in and day out, I believe, 25,000 people coming in, and we have more square footage that we're going to have more and more people coming in to Story County. We also have, as we know, the Sheriff's Office having a substation out at Tri-Center because along with people, sorry to say, there's also crime. So as when I started out in 2014, the amount of cases I had in the criminal side of things, excluding traffic, was 127 cases. Now my office is up to 240 cases, and along with that, you're seeing more felonies that would be going into district court that would be the basis for a jury trial if the defendant chose that they, you know, wanted to go to trial. That's where that would start. And along the way, also what's happened is with the legislature, there are now jury trials in justice court for domestic violence cases because of the fact that the defendant has the potential to lose their firearm rights. So in justice court and in district court, last year, I think we had, we had the murder case that actually started out, the Collier case that did go to jury trial, and then it was ended quickly when he decided to plead straight up to the count. We also had another DUI causing a death. And this year we had a couple cases that were going to be, that were set for jury trial that were able to resolve itself. But these cases are coming up. These cases are going forward. As Mr. Hendel said, the way that Story County has worked this is pulled all of these jury questionnaires and the people that would be on this jury by hand. So with all these things, it's a great upgrade. And generally what happens is that 30 days before a jury trial is going to go, whether the case is resolved in that time or not, it gives the people 30 days that they pull to see who's actually going to be a potential juror. They fill out a jury form. So these are things that are really going to be helpful to the system to save a lot of time, because as we go forward, sorry to say, sometimes more people, not even sometimes, more people in a jurisdiction, your caseload goes up, and that's what we're seeing now.
So as the jury pool caseload grows in a smaller county with a smaller population, do you see any options out there for enlarging our reach for a jury pool, or are we restricted only to within the Story County boundaries?
Restricted. So when that's one of those things that we had on the murder case, I believe we pulled 150?
Correct.
So we pulled 150 people, and that's one of the things you're going to see. So your jurisdiction is bound by the people in your jurisdiction to sit. You're judged by a group of your peers in your county. So the jury pool would always consist of that group that's coming in. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that was interesting that I found, and I think that Jim can confirm this or not, is that now when people go to the DMV, they are automatically, right, registered?
Yes, they have to opt out.
So they have to opt out. So we had 900 more people in our jury pool, to the point where people said, I went to register my car. How did I get on this jury? Well, it's that you become automatically an independent?
Correct, a nonpartisan.
A nonpartisan, and so our jury pool is expanded by 900 people. They didn't know it when they went in to register their vehicle that they had to opt out, but they are now members of this community and they get to sit on a jury. So when they get their notice, they show up.
Well, I can certainly see it's important to get out ahead of this. We pay our jurors, do we not? Do they actually take a daily income of some kind?
You get that per diem of, I believe, 20.